Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
We will call him the peacemaker, and his throne shall stand firm forever.
We will call him the peacemaker, and his throne shall stand firm forever.
Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord.
High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth?
From the dust he lifts up the lowly. From his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We will call him the peacemaker. And his throne shall stand firm forever.
His kingdom will endure forever, and all the kings of the earth will serve and obey him.
His kingdom will endure forever, and all the kings of the earth will serve and obey him.
O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
His kingdom will endure forever, and all the kings of the earth will serve and obey him.
The authority and honor of a king has been given to Christ. All peoples, tribes, and nations will serve him forever.
The authority and honor of a king has been given to Christ. All peoples, tribes, and nations will serve him forever.
O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made.
Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals.
For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation.
You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The authority and honor of a king has been given to Christ.
All peoples, tribes, and nations will serve him forever.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven, high above every principality, power, virtue, and domination, and every name that can be given in this age or in the age to come. He has put all things under Christ's feet and has made him thus exalted head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the universe in all its parts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yours is the splendor and the power. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord.
Yours is the splendor and the power.
Yours is the kingdom, O Lord.
You will rule over all.
Yours is the kingdom, O Lord.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Yours is the splendor and the power.
Yours is the kingdom, O Lord.
The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his ancestor. He will rule in the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior,
for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his ancestor. He will rule in the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Alleluia.
Let us pray to Christ the King. He is the firstborn of all creation. All things exist in him.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, our King and Shepherd, gather your sheep from every land.
Give them pasture in green and fertile meadows.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, our leader and Savior, form all of us into your own people. Heal the sick, seek out the lost, guard the strong.
Call back those who have wandered far away. Strengthen those who waver. Gather all your sheep into one flock.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Judge of all ages, when you hand over your kingdom to the Father, place us at your right hand.
So that we may inherit the kingdom prepared for us from the beginning of the world.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Prince of Peace, break the weapons of war.
And inspire the nations with your peace.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, heir of all nations, gather humanity and all the good things of your creation into the kingdom of your church, which your Father bestowed on you.
So that the whole body of your people, united in the Holy Spirit, may acknowledge you as their head.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, firstborn of the dead and firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep in death,
bring all who have died to the glory of the resurrection.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty's service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.